There was a congregation of birds, seagulls, ravens, crows, even a heron, all around the outflow of the Science Center hatchery. I saw one raven holding what looked like a baby salmon. But salmon are released in the spring. What was happening? I went to the Science Center to find out. A worker there told me they had just released thousands of smolt, or baby salmon. But why? The next day I found Lon Garrison, aquaculture director for the Sitka Sound Science Center.
We recently had to release some smolt that we had tried to hold on for a second year and release as two-year-olds. And we had to let those go because they were developing some health issues with a naturally occurring disease called bacterial kidney disease. The Indian River system has bacterial kidney disease in it as a natural pathogen.
The hatchery was trying to hold on to the smolt for an extra year because the summer's weak return of coho did not produce enough eggs for next spring. Garrison hoped that by releasing these baby fish in the spring of 2014, he would improve the subsequent runs. But that didn't work out as well as he had hoped. Bacterial kidney disease, or BKD, exists all along the West Coast, but it was a particularly bad year for Indian River, in part because it was such a good summer.
This year we actually had some of the worst water quality that I've ever seen coming into any hatchery. The water for the SJ hatchery comes directly out of Indian River. And, of course, this year, Indian River had a phenomenal return of pink salmon. Probably somewhere between 300,000 and 400,000 pink salmon returned, which is close to three or four times what the escapement goal would be. So we were well over what we should have had. But what that translated to this year, especially with a low water year, where we didn't have a lot of rain, we ended up with a tremendous biomass in the river, and they were using up oxygen like crazy. So the dissolved oxygen in the water that was coming to the hatchery was the lowest I've ever seen.
The low oxygen level weakened the fish's immune systems. The huge numbers of dying fish introduced unusual amounts of fungus and bacteria into the hatchery's water supply. The hatchery could have tried antibiotics, but Garrison said a better choice was to release the fish before the bacteria spread further in the close quarters of the rearing pens.
When those fish are reared in an intense situation like they are in a hatchery, the mortality can just continue to increase. So the best course of action is really to let those guys go. And so they got an early release. November is not a general time when we try and release fish. Obviously, there's not a lot of food necessarily in the ocean at that time. And there's a lot of predators around at the end of the season. So we like to normally release those fish in the spring. But we had to do it a little earlier than planned.
So does that mean those smolt are a loss? Garrison doesn't necessarily think so.
I'm still hopeful that we'll still see some coho come back, even from this release. I mean, the majority of the fish were very healthy. They were a good size, nearly twice the size of the fish that were released in the spring. They were pretty chubby, so they have a lot of energy reserves. So I think if they can escape the predators and they didn't come down with the kidney disease, it probably should do just fine.
That was Lon Garrison, aquaculture director for the Sitka Sound Science Center. Garrison says now that the fish are released, they will disinfect their pens with bleach and try again next year. In Sitka, I'm Rich McClear.